Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Coming up, and as you would expect, the mica redress scheme dominates this evening's bulletin. 7,500 mica-affected homes will be repaired or rebuilt under the new scheme approved today. We hear from the Housing Minister and have all the latest reaction from local TDs in the Dáil Chamber. Children's Ombudsman is warning further restrictions on children's activities may put those living in vulnerable homes in danger. Over 1,000 people awaited admission to Letterkenny University Hospital in November, and the Garda Commissioner says the force is committed to rebuilding trust following controversy over the cancellation of 999 calls. Good evening, Kenny Harkin will be here too with all the latest in sport. But first in news, 7,500 mica-affected homes will be repaired or rebuilt under a new redress scheme approved today. The 100% redress scheme is capped at €420,000 and will include expenses for rent and storage costs. A new levy will be introduced on the construction industry in 2023 to contribute towards the cost of the scheme. The cost of a rebuild will be calculated based on €145 per square foot for the first 1,000 square feet. Defending the rate, Housing Minister Dara O'Brien says it was established independently.
You're looking at after the first 1,000, about 110 per square foot for the next 1,000. And that is, again, that is recognised through the SCSI methodology. But that will change in the early part of next year. We're going on what the Society of Chartered Surveyors in Ireland and our own QS is. That's just to set the rates of people are very clear on.
Now, announcing the scheme this afternoon, Minister O'Brien acknowledged that the rebuilding cap will fall short for some. However, in the Dáil this afternoon, Deputy Thomas Pringle said the details of the scheme include a sliding scale, which means homeowners will incur extra costs.
The Minister has stated today then that the sliding scale will be €110 per square foot after the first 1,000 square feet. This means, as has been outlined earlier, that for the average 2,300 square foot house in Donegal, there will be a deficit of €45,000 still to be met by the homeowner. And this is almost 15% of the cost, Taoiseach. So it's time, Taoiseach, to be honest. You're not delivering 100% redress, and you can dress it up whatever way you want. The mica effect owners won't be hoodwinked again. I think there's going to be a real soul searching on their behalf.
While responding, Taoiseach Micheál Martin defended the scheme and said the government is doing the best it can to address a very complex problem. He said this is a significant improvement on the previous scheme.
I've no issue with sorting this out and helping families to get their homes rebuilt. I've been in a house, I've seen how devastating it is for families. We need to rebuild these houses. But we need to get on with it too and get it done. And when I met the families in the summer, and I've only been in government for about 18 months of this, this has been going on for years, Deputy. You've been a Deputy for 10 years. This is going on for years. It's going on too long. Okay? And people can... Let's have more campaigns and more campaigns, but nothing gets done in the meantime. We can get this scheme up and running now. There's a very, in my view, good accommodation here. First of all, when we first met, the homeowners had to put up all the upfront costs themselves. That's now taken out. In addition to that, a €20,000 facility will be made available for rental, which wasn't there in the past, and for storage. That wasn't there in the last scheme. We should use the methodology that's used by the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, who are saying on an annual basis they will change the square footage rate to meet the current market position. But that's what, I mean, let's depoliticise the methodology around this. And that's what the scheme provides for.
Meanwhile, Deputy Pádraic McLoughlin told the Dáil that Housing Minister Dara O'Brien needs to come before TDs to answer questions about the revised scheme.
There are serious concerns coming from Donegal and the counties in the west of Ireland around this square foot issue. You need to know that the Minister Dara O'Brien, needs to urgently come before this house and make a statement and take questions about this. Needs to make urgent clarification. The serious concern, I can tell you, coming from families in the affected counties already. You need to urgently clarify. You avoided answering the two questions from Deputy Doherty, Deputy Pringle. So Minister O'Brien needs to come in and urgently deal with this issue.
Thank you.
Today or tomorrow.
Agriculture Minister and Donegal TD Charlie McConnellogue says he's been speaking to members of the MICA Action Group this afternoon and they're now digesting the details of the scheme. He told Highland Radio News this evening that he believes the revised scheme addresses the issues with what came before.
Critically, the scheme will update annually to reflect the costs of building as that evolves over the next number of years. So, for example, when you look at a house, the average house which would have been submitted so far, house size was 2,400 square foot. Under this new scheme, they will be able to get a grant of up to 315,000, grant of €315,000 to remediate their home, whereas the maximum grant that was available to them before was €247,000.
There is a major concern, though, at the reference to a sliding scale, that it'll be up to €145 per square foot for the first 1,000 square feet, but that will reduce on a sliding scale after that, with suggestions in Dáil Éireann this afternoon that the average house owner could find themselves €45,000 short.
No, the actual assessments being used is based on the 2021 SESI remediation average or rebuild cost, and that will update. So obviously we have seen over the course of this year building inflation. That will be updated by the Chartered Society of Surveyors in the first quarter of next year, and that will then update the scheme figures, as will happen each year after that. So I'm fully confident that this is a scheme which actually addresses the issues, which will deliver the full cost for homeowners and ensure that that homeowners can have the confidence that as we go forward into the years ahead, which this is going to take a number of years to actually to deliver and work our way through, that their home will be remediated and the cost of having their home fixed will be covered, and the grant will do that.
And you can hear the full interview with Minister McConnellogue on our website, highlandradio.com. Well, the PRO of the MICA Action Group, while welcoming today's scheme, says there's still work to be done. In a social media post this afternoon, Michael Doherty says there are outstanding issues, but affected homeowners are in a better position in terms of gaining redress.
So there's still a battle to be done. So if you're asking me where we are today, we're better. I honestly do believe we're better than where we were. I don't have everybody, we don't have everybody over the line. That's the bottom, and we're not going to sugarcoat that. There's work to be done, but I do think a lot of people are in a lot better place today on the back of this announcement than where they were before we had the Paddy Liver campaign that brought us to where we are today.
Okay, in other news this evening, anyone travelling to Ireland from overseas will have to show a negative COVID test from Friday. They either need a negative PCR test within 72 hours before arrival or a professional antigen test 48 hours before coming here. The measures will apply to Great Britain but not to travel from Northern Ireland. Laws enabling the return of mandatory hotel quarantine will also be brought before the Oireachtas this week. Sinn Féin's health spokesperson David Cullinan says his party will back the proposals.
I always said that it should not be in place any longer than is necessary. All of these measures are extreme, but where they are advised by the public health experts and by public health advice that we need mandatory hotel quarantine, if it is advised, then we obviously should support it. And yes, if there's legislation comes, we will support it.
The Children's Ombudsman is warning further restrictions on children's activities may put those living in vulnerable homes in danger. It comes as parents are asked to limit their child's close contacts by reducing outside school events. Dr. Niall Muldoon says leaving flexibility in the government's advice is important.
The parents may be under pressure financially or with addictions or behavioural problems, whatever it might be. So the getting out to the soccer camp or to the Gaelic camp or to go out with their friends to go to the playground for a couple of hours might be the only respite they have in their day outside of school. And that's why I'm glad there isn't a dictation determining that the children are locked down.
Over 1,000 people awaited admission to Letterkenny University Hospital over the course of November. As expected, the hospital was one of the worst hit for overcrowding in Ireland over the same period. It comes as the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation is calling for the public and private healthcare systems to act as one to tackle the issue. With more, here's Donal Kavanagh.
According to the INMO figures published today, there were a total of 1,067 people awaiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital over the course of November. It was the second most overcrowded in the country over the course of the month. The data shows nationally there were 8,317 admitted patients awaiting beds at hospitals throughout November. That's up 110% on the same period last year. In a statement, INMO General Secretary Phil Nihay says overcrowding in Letterkenny is a constant problem, and she's calling for bespoke plans from management on how they plan to tackle this problem as we enter the winter months. There are also calls for an increase in capacity and for the utilisation of private hospitals. Ms. Nihay says it's come to a stage where all health services, public and private, need to act as one.
A health official says physical restraint is sometimes needed in mental health services. The government is examining updating the 2001 Mental Health Act. Campaigners told the Oireachtas Mental Health Committee this should be an opportunity to scrap the use of seclusion and physical restraint. But HSE Head of Mental Health Engagement Michael Ryan says they are sometimes needed.
Currently in the HSE that there is an initiative going on working with approved centres to look at methods of reducing restraint. It's something that there is a commitment to reducing. Nobody wants this to be happening, but on occasion it is necessary.
The Garda Commissioner says the force is committed to rebuilding trust following controversy over the cancellation of 999 calls. More than 200,000 emergency calls, over 3,000 of which related to domestic violence, were cancelled between 2019 and 2020. An independent review has found some officers were sent to wrong locations because information wasn't accurately recorded. Commissioner Drew Harris has again apologised to people whose calls weren't properly dealt with.
At times, Garda Síochána did not provide the standard of service to the victims of domestic abuse that is set out in our policies and which they were entitled to expect from us. We, as a result of that, and in Garda Síochána, have taken this matter with the utmost seriousness. We are absolutely committed to rebuilding trust.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GAA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
The time is exactly 5:15. We say good evening to Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Catherine. Starting with soccer, and Shane McAleenan has left Van Herps and rejoined his hometown club, Derry City. The centre-half has signed on at the Brandywell on a one-year contract with the option of a second season. He made 183 appearances for Derry between 2009 and 2015. Just last week, Shane's brother Patrick returned to Derry from Dundalk. Shane feels there is an exciting time ahead for Derry.
Whenever it came about, I was going to jump at it with two hands, you know, try and get back. I think it's an exciting time for the club now. And also there was an added personal incentive with Patrick being here, so delighted to get back on board and get to play with my brother again, you know, so that was a personal incentive for me, but no, I'm just happy to be back, you know. I think I became a better defender playing for Van Herps, and it's added to me, you know, my character. So I'll look forward to coming in. It's not going to be easy by any means, you know, there'll be competition for places, but I'm going to back myself and come in and, you know, touch wood, I stay injury free, everything goes well, and I can give a good account of myself, you know.
Well, Derry boss Rory Higgins says Shane comes back to Derry as a better player.
Shane is a player that I desperately wanted to bring to the club. I made it clear, but I also made it clear that there's certain criteria that has to be met, and we want to drive this forward with him being one of the senior players in the dressing room. He needs to lead by example. But last year is probably the best I've seen him from a defensive aspect, where his positioning is now better. He's braver. I don't know, it's not an insult, but he's braver. He puts his head on the block, where maybe when I played with him, he was quick, he was brilliant on the ball. So I think he's added a new dimension. He's a more mature player now than he ever was, and he's got good recovery pace, outstanding on the ball, but he's become a better defender, and to be honest with you, his experience will be invaluable to the group. And I know the person, he's matured as a person as well over the years, and he's someone that I've always rated highly, even when I played him, rated him highly, and that's not changed. And I'm just delighted that he's wanted to come here, and I'm delighted we've got it done.
Yes, and on the field tonight, the Republic of Ireland women's team, they face Georgia in a World Cup qualifier. Kick-off at the Tallaght Stadium is at 7 o'clock. The girls in green will end the year in second place if in the group if they win. Donegal girls Amber Barrett, Roma McLaughlin and Kira Grant are all hoping for inclusion tonight. The other match in the group sees Sweden. They play Slovakia. That starts at 6 o'clock. Cross channel in the Premier League, it's a meeting of the bottom two as Newcastle United host Norwich City at St James's Park. That one starts at 7:30. And Leeds United, they face Crystal Palace at Elland Road from 8:15. In the Scottish Premiership tonight, there's one game down for decision. Motherwell, they play Dundee United at 7:45. And there's six games down for decision in the Irish Premiership tonight, all starting at 7:45. Coleraine, they play second place Glentoran. Crusaders up against Portadown. Dungannon Swifts, they play Glenavon. Larne, they're up against the leaders, Cliftonville. Linfield, they play Carrick Rangers. And bottom club Warren Point Town play Ballymena United. And the LYAT men's soccer side secured home advantage in the semi-finals of the Colleges and Universities League today thanks to a 3-0 victory over Dundalk IT. All three goals came in the second half of the game played at the LYAT sports field with Joel Bradley Walsh, Mark McFadden and Oren Brogan getting on the score sheet. The semi-final will be played in early February next year. In some other news, Liverpool legend Ray Kennedy has died at the age of 70. The former Reds and Arsenal midfielder was diagnosed with Parkinson's in 1984. During an incredible career, Kennedy won three European Cups and five league titles at Anfield. He also won an FA Cup with Arsenal in 1971. Gaelic Games former All-Ireland winning hurling manager Liam Sheedy has to join the backroom staff of the Monaghan Senior Footballers for 2022. The Tipperary native will link up with Farnie boss Seamus Banty McEnany. Monaghan have already Donny Buckley as a coach for next season. They lost by 1 point to subsequent All-Ireland champions Tyrone and Ulster last year. In snooker, Mark Allen has just lost 6-5 to Dave Gilbert in their UK Championship third round tie. Andy Hicks now plays Gilbert in the last 16. Later, Jordan Brown, he goes up against Mark Joyce. In rugby, Munster, they're waiting on results of a third batch of PCR tests to discover who will be allowed to leave South Africa. A travelling party of 38 remains in Cape Town, but 10 of those are in self-isolation after testing positive during yesterday's round of PCR tests. Those who cleared this morning's tests will be allowed to travel back to Ireland. However, even with negative PCR tests, they have to isolate for 10 days upon the return. And Dwayne Vermeulen's Ulster debut has been delayed after he tested positive for COVID-19. The South African number 8 produced a positive test after his arrival into Belfast. Vermeulen won't train with Ulster this week, but it's hoped he'll integrate with the squad ahead of their Heineken Champions Cup trip to Claremont. And finally for this evening, golf legend Tiger Woods says his latest comeback from injury has been his toughest yet. The 15-time major winner is planning to pick and choose tournaments for the time being after undergoing surgery following a car crash in February. Woods has thanked his surgeons, nurses and family for helping him to get through some dark moments during his recovery. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Catherine.
Thanks, Kenny. Returning to news now, and investigations are continuing this evening after a number of vehicles were damaged in Letterkenny. Michaela Clark has more details.
Between 3:30 on Monday afternoon, November the 22nd, and 8:30 the following morning, damage was caused to a resident's van in the Glen Eden area. Upon returning to the van, which was parked in a backyard, the resident discovered that the front and rear passenger side tyres had been slashed. Meanwhile, in the Willowbrook area of Letterkenny, the rear window of a car was smashed. The car was parked in the resident's driveway between 11 p.m. on Sunday last and 10 to 8 yesterday morning. Gardaí are appealing to anyone with any information relating to either incident to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny.
And a green Victorian cast iron postbox has been stolen from a pole in Fintown. The item was taken at some point between Friday morning and yesterday afternoon. Anyone with information about the postbox or who may have come across such an item for sale is being asked to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon. On today's Community Garda slot, Garda Grainne Doherty said the item is unique.
This is quite an unusual one, yeah. Gardaí and Glenties are investigating this one. This is a theft of a green Victorian cast cast iron post box. It's the property off and post, you know, it's an operational post box as far as I'm aware. It was taken from a pole along the roadside at Kingaro, Fintown. It's quite a rural area. This happened between Friday the 26th of November at 8 a.m. and Monday the 29th of November at 3:45 p.m. A unique item, you know, if anybody has any information in relation to the theft off the post box or in relation to its current location, we would ask them to contact Gardaí in Ballyshannon on 071-985-8530. Perhaps, you know, somebody may come across this item for sale or come across it in any other circumstances. We would like them to notify us if they do.
Weather now. It will be a cloudy and wet start to the evening as a band of persistent and at times heavy rain spreads eastwards, but a clearance to scattered showers will follow from the west later. Tonight will be cold and blustery with clear spells and showers, some heavy with a risk of hail. Lowest temperatures between 4 and 7 degrees. Closing headlines now, and 7,500 mica affected homes will be repaired or rebuilt under a new redress scheme approved today. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister and Donegal TD Charlie McConnellogue says he's been speaking to members of the Mica Action Group this afternoon and they're now digesting the details of the scheme. He told Highland Radio News this evening that he believes the revised scheme addresses the issues with what came before. And anyone travelling to Ireland from overseas will have to show a negative COVID test from Friday. That's it for now. We're back with the headlines for you at 6. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 30th of November. The death has taken place of Grace McFadden, née Murray, late of Ballinteer, Dublin, and formerly of Ballylawn Manor, Cunningham. Grace will repose at the Larry Massey Funeral Home at Eden Centre, Grange Road, Rathfarnham, tomorrow evening from 4 to 6. Removal on Friday morning to the Church of St John the Evangelist, Ballinteer, arriving for 11 o'clock Mass, followed by burial in Bohorna Breena Cemetery. Grace's funeral Mass can be viewed online on mcnmedia.tv. The death has occurred in Milton Keynes, England, of Mary Argue, née Cullen, formerly of Kilmacrennan. Funeral will take place in England at a later date. The death has taken place of Rosemary Sweeney, formerly of Derryart Creasla and Iona Road, Letterkenny. Viewing in Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountaintop, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening from 5, followed by removal at 6 o'clock to St Michael's Church, Creasla. Funeral Mass there on Thursday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to a charity of the family's choice, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Joseph Breslin, late of Boreham Wood, Hertfordshire, and Ardpatrick, Glenties. Joseph's remains will repose at Shovelin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, Ardra, tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock, with removal at 6:30 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, arriving at 7 o'clock to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 on Thursday morning, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of James McGuinness and Sons, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Hughie McGinley, Barnes, Termon. His remains will arrive at St Columbus Church, Termon, this evening for 7 o'clock Mass, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Hughie's funeral Mass can be viewed live on the St Columbus Church Facebook page. The death has taken place of Brian Gallagher, 26 Beechwood Road, Letterkenny, and formerly of Glencar Scotch, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence with family and close friends welcome. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in St Eunan's Cathedral, with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Joe Logue, funeral directors, or any family member. And the death has taken place of Morris Boyle, Fanmore, Falcarra. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in Holy Cross Church, Dunfanaghy, tomorrow afternoon at 1 with burial afterwards in St Finian's Graveyard, Falkara. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. Rosary tonight at 9 with family, close friends and neighbours welcome. Family time please from 11 o'clock to 11 a.m. Family fares only please, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, Funeral Director. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.